Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
It's a complete and utter cock worship. Something happens in your brain, that cock just drives you crazy. I mean, it ignites all your senses, the way it looks, feels, tastes, gets you dripping wet. I want it in my mouth or inside me. That's instantly like what I'm thinking. My brain just, boom, you know, is focused on that. Means no hobo dick. Okay, guys, no hobo dick. What is hobo dick? Hobo dick is unkept, long, crazy pubes that look unwashed, unkept, ungroomed, out of control. You need to know how to, it's more about how you use your dick than just the size of it. This teases the fuck out of me. And by the time he finally puts his dick in me, oh my gosh, you're going to hear me gasp and moan. Welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries. I am Layla. So excited to do this episode today. Oh my gosh, such a fun topic. Okay, we're going to be talking about getting dickmatized. But first, I just want to know, did everyone have a nice Thanksgiving? I know I did. I made my usual king crab and lobster. And of course, I made way too much food. I don't even know what I was thinking. I was overcooked. But the worst part was I wasn't even hungry by the time I ate. So I barely finished about half of what was on my plate, but that's okay because I have been enjoying leftovers for quite a few days now, and cold lobster tail is delicious. Okay. Also, I got my outside Christmas lights up and all my decorations up. My yard is looking fabulous. I'm just planning on milking every bit of holiday cheer out of this season that I can. And tonight I'm onto my tree. So I got to get all that done. Now, before I forget, guys, a couple really big announcements. I just really want to thank all my listeners so much from the bottom of my heart. I've crossed a huge milestone on 500,000 downloads. I hit that a few weeks ago and I kept forgetting to mention that. I mean, 500,000 downloads. Oh my gosh. The Curious Girl Diaries has been trending on iTunes, pretty much always in the top 20 of sex podcasts in the US. That's so excited. And I'm not stopping though. I just want you to know I am gunning to be in the top 10. Okay. And you guys have made that happen. So thank you. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. Also super excited because season 6 is starting December 19th. Yes, 6 years. Holy shit. I mean, this was not my intention, but I'm not stopping, okay? I'm going to keep going. I'm also kicking around this idea where I have this new little side thing I want to do. I want to call it Freak in the Streets. And what I'd really love to do is meet with listeners like yourself that have exciting sex stories to share or just want to talk about their sex lives in general. Anything. If you feel like there's something you want to share with me, you can do it and let's do it anonymously. Here's the caveat though. You need to meet, we're going to meet face to face and record. So it's just, we'll do it anonymously, audio only, but let's talk about your sex life or anything you want to share with my listeners on this show. Anything, okay? It has to, of course, be of sexual of nature, but I really just want to get out there and meet more of my listener base. You do have to meet me in person, so either you're making a trip out to Florida, you're going to be in Florida, you know, or you live here and we can share some stuff. So if you're interested in that, go to thecuriousgirldiaries.com, click on the pink tab on the right-hand side, leave me a voice memo, kind of give me an idea of what you're thinking, pitch me the idea, and let's get you on the show. Okay, now, today I want to talk about being dickmatized. And what does that even mean? Well, I'm going to go into it. Okay, what it is and what it isn't. That's what I really want to break down. On how to get your girl dickmatized. It's the best holiday gift that keeps on giving year round, guys. When you got a girl that's dickmatized, whew, look out. So let me describe it. For me, it's a complete and utter cock worship. Something happens in your brain, that cock just drives you crazy. I mean, it ignites all your senses, the way it looks, feels, tastes, gets you dripping wet. And you kind of start to think of it like it's some sort of magical source, because you know how amazing it feels and all the crazy things it does to you in your mind and your body and how you react. And you literally, you just want it. I mean, just the thought of it gives you shivers. And if you've digmatized me, trust me, you've gotten into my head, and that's not easy to do. That's a long game play. So I don't want people to think that getting their girl digmatized is casual. Okay, it's not casual. And especially for me, it's not casual. There's no casual digmatization. I think this is why, and honestly, I think this might be why guys send dick pics. They falsely believe you're some fiend for a stranger's dick. But look, if I don't have carnal knowledge of your dick, then I literally could care less. And most likely, I'm going to be offended by this. So sorry, guys, there aren't these legions of dick nymphos out there just dying for your cock just because you have one. So, I'm sorry, but whoever sold you on that idea, they just flat out lied. They fucking lied to you. Okay. Now, let me break down though what it is, because there's kind of like this trifecta. All right. First is the way it looks. Even how it looks in jeans or underwear, you know, if you see a bulge, you're going to stare. And maybe it's how men feel when they see breasts. For me, it's got to be shaved and trimmed. I don't want anything obstructing my view. Let me see it. All right. I want to admire that big, beautiful cock. Women are visual too, okay? So don't forget this, guys. Keep it well-groomed. And if you want our mouths to water and our pussies to get wet just by looking at it, then you better put some time and effort into the presentation. We're all about the presentation, okay? And honestly, there are times when just seeing it drives me crazy. And watching him tease me makes me insane. I want it in my mouth or inside me. That's instantly like what I'm thinking. My brain just, boom, you know, is focused on that. And when I see that, angry, like raging hard on, oh my God, my head just pops off. I'm not going to lie. I mean, a really hard dick with good blood flow lets me know you're healthy. And that cave woman in me wants that. You know, we want the fittest males. I don't know. I know this sounds funny, but we all have, I call this like primal lizard brain. And you just, there's certain things for me about a man that tap into that cave woman thing. And he's taller and bigger than me. And he's muscular and strong and fit. And his dick looks nice and is rock hard, you know, and like I can see there's good blood flow. I know it's crazy. I don't know. I'm just trying to tell you guys like all these weird little things that you wouldn't know about. This is what is attracting females. And because again, we're wired for this caveman, cavewoman stuff. It doesn't mean that she wants to have a baby with you, but subliminally, like we're picking these fit males, the strongest of the herd, you know, just like men are probably looking to women like good breeders. You may not know this about why you're, you know, maybe you like a hips a certain size, those baby hips or whatever. It's strange stuff, but it's all just this very primitive, primal, old world DNA. It's in us and it comes out. And for women, especially when we see a man's physique and especially his cock. Okay. So what does this mean? This means no hobo dick. Okay, guys, no hobo dick. What is hobo dick? Hobo dick is unkept, long, crazy pubes that look unwashed, unkept, ungroomed, out of control. Like just you show up, you don't even put any effort into showering, any of that stuff. It's a huge turnoff. No woman wants to fuck hobo dick. Okay. I don't know. Do you want to fuck hobo pussy? No, you want a woman that's clean and taking care of herself and good hygiene. Well, hobo dick, when we see, I think, long unkept pubes, for me anyway, that triggers the hobo dick thing. Like this guy doesn't take care of himself, bad genes, bad DNA. Therefore, like my cavewoman brain's like, nope, don't want that. Pass on that one. Okay. Just letting you know, these are true isms. Okay.
Support for the Curious Girl Diaries is brought to you by Manscaped.
who is the best in below-the-waist grooming and hygiene. Ladies, listen up. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for you and your man's jewels. For any women out there who have come across a hairy bush, you're now in luck. Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming, have just launched their fourth-generation trimmer, the Lawnmower 4.0. Yes, the 4.0. This optimized version is now waterproof, so your man can groom in the shower and not have to worry about making a mess on the bathroom floor. Ladies, you can thank me later, and men, your balls will thank you. Make sure you join the 4 million men worldwide who already trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with code CuriousGirl at manscaped.com. Once again, that's 20% off and free shipping when you go to manscaped.com and enter the code CuriousGirl at checkout. Next step to getting her dickmatized. Okay, you got to know how to dick her down good. Guys, have a good stroke game. Like, if you don't know what that is, just look it up. Just Google it, good stroke game. You need to know how to, it's more about how you use your dick than just the size of it. And don't just jackhammer all the time. I mean, your dick is a weapon. It can be used for good or bad. So, but use it for good and just slay her with it. Like, make her just go crazy for it. And I don't know, like, I love porn, but I also have to say that there's a lot of misrepresentation about what women want in porn. And I wish guys understood this better. And I'm sorry that there's this whole generation of men that have grown up watching this crap, thinking like, this is what women want. That it's just a, like, we just want to be pounded, you know, that we just want to be jackhammered, and that's good enough. I mean, it's not good enough. It's not satisfying. You're not going to have a woman dickmatized if you're just jackhammering the fuck out of her all the time. I'll give a little side note. I was watching some, going through like all of my hookup sites, and, you know, somebody reached out, and of course I'm looking at his profile. He has some videos up, and there's just this video of him just jackhammering away on this woman. And she was silent. Her head was like face down, stuffed in a pillow. And it was like 5 minutes of him just pound, 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 pound. And I'm thinking, like, she wasn't even moaning or making any noises. I'm going, I know exactly what that woman's thinking, because we've all been there, ladies. It's just like, well, this motherfucker, just hurry the fuck up and come. Like, just come. Get it over with. Like, I just want to put my pants on and go. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of you. I'm tired of your shitty lovemaking or fucking or whatever you want to call it. It sucks. So I almost left a comment to be like, did this do anything for her? Because I can see, I was looking at the comments, like, guys were leaving. They're like, yeah, way to grab that ass or fuck that, you know, fucking that pussy, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. What a bunch of low-level thinkers. No, this is not what women want. Okay, so I'll give a caveat to that though. Okay, I want to make sure I'm clear. Okay, there are times when absolutely hitting my A spot and pounding the fuck out of me feels good. It can't be the only thing you do. It can't be the only tool in your tool belt. You need to have an arsenal of, like I said, when you dick a woman down, it's about a good stroke game. A good stroke game is like a strategy that you utilize, and you play different end games all the time, and you mix it up, and it's not just the same old shit. Okay. So I'm just being honest. Just want to give you guys some advice. Okay. One way to sort of help, if you really want to help get her dickmatized, is first of all, you need to have, like, get her lubed up. Okay. A really great way to do this, and teasing her. And a great way to do this is a good sensual massage. If you really want to drive her crazy, guys, I mean, like, really crazy. The craziest I ever am is after a guy has had his hands all over me, he's been rubbing me, he's been teasing me, and that whole time I feel how hard his dick is. It may be sweeping across my ass, close to my asshole, close to my pussy when he flips me over, but he's not putting it in. Oh, this. And then maybe I'll even get to touch it a little bit while he's touching me and massaging me. This teases the fuck out of me. And by the time he finally puts his dick in me, oh my gosh, you're going to hear me gasp and moan. If she gasps and moans when you finally put your dick in her, oh, you're on the right track. You have been doing something right. Whatever you've been doing, do it. Keep doing it. Don't ignore that. Note to self, you're killing it. Okay. So I love that first thrust. after I've been teased. I'm just dying. Okay, that first thrust.
Hey guys, I hate to interrupt, but I assume you're here to learn a bit and maybe get some great takeaways on how to keep your partner beyond satisfied in the bedroom. Did you listen to episode 217? I have none other than Kenneth Play, an international expert on female pleasure who's been named the world's greatest sex hacker by GQ and Men's Health. Heck, Playboy even called him a personal trainer for pussy. Not only is this episode one of my all-time favorites, but it's loaded with his great sex hacks. And the best part is, he's offered my listeners a special discount on his courses when you use the code CuriousGirl in all caps at checkout. So if you want to radically transform your sex life, listen to episode 217 and use the link in the show notes to access his course and use the code CuriousGirl at checkout. Now back to the show.
It's just filling this burning and this need inside of you. It's like the most thirsty you've ever been before in your life. And I love the way when I'm just so cock crazy, like the way my pussy will grip his cock, it's like it's hungry for it. And the way I clench down on him, because I'm now dying to come all over that cock. And every stroke feels amazing. Your body is tingling. Your head is just totally like up in the clouds. I mean, you can't even speak English anymore. You don't even know what you're saying, what's happening. You're tingling all over and your nipples are rock hard. So guys, just watch the way her body is reacting to you when you finally do put your dick in her, okay? If she's got goose pimples from head to toe, like, you know, you are doing something right, okay? You are well on your way to getting her dickmatized. Now, the last thing is taste. So women have a taste and a smell, and so do men, right? We all know this. Like, I think it's more commonly known, like women have a taste and a smell, but men do too. And it's very mild, but the taste and the smell of him, oh, it drives you crazy too. Especially now, guys, when he's mixed with your taste and your smell. Ooh, oh. My gosh. Okay. That's fucking hot. Like when you can taste yourself on your man's dick. Let me suggest a few things too. Okay. Because having him in your mouth is a huge part of being dickmatized. And it's a craving too when you're dickmatized. Like you want him in you and you want him, whether he's in control and using your mouth like a fleshlight, or you get to totally spoil him with an amazing blowjob or hand job, it just turns you on to no end to worship his cock and please him. This is a huge part of, you know, what you're needing and wanting in return from him. Also, guys, feedback. Give her feedback. Whether you're inside of her fucking her or even when you're in the teasing phase, you need to let her know how hard you are for her, how you can't wait to be inside her, how you can see just like if you're noticing how wet she is, how wet her little pussy's getting for you, how you can't wait to be inside of her and you're going to fuck the shit out of her. All of this positive feedback, like we... Just like you guys are wired for this visual and verbal, so are we. If you can smell how excited her pussy is, tell her. If you can see how wet it is and how dripping it is, and just you can even just, you know how much you can see how you're driving her crazy, let her know that. Tell her that. Like just flat out say, I can see how greedy that little pussy is and I'm going to give it to you. I mean, just anything you can to verbally reinforce how tight she is, how every stroke feels amazing. Especially when she's giving you a blowjob or a hand job. If she's doing a good job, you know how you guys always say like, oh, they don't want a woman that just lays there like a dead fish? The same is true. So part of getting a woman really dickmatized is giving her the feedback that she needs to let her know how mutual this craving is and how much you can still be the one that's in control of driving it. Okay. You've got the dick. All right. But you need to give her this feedback that gives her positive reinforcement for everything she's doing, for how her body's reacting, the hardness of her nipples, the tightness of her pussy, the way it's gripping you, how you feel her clenched down, how bad she wants to come, and you know it. I mean, don't let her. Maybe you don't let her, right? Maybe you're teasing her a bit, but you need to just be giving her that feedback because, you know, whether you're, again, you're the one that's in control and you're using her mouth like a fleshlight, or again, she, you know, you're letting her give you a hand job with a blow job or just a hand job or just a blow job, however that's all coming out, it just encourages her and gets her further down that rabbit hole of wanting to please you and being sort of owned by that cock when you are encouraging with verbal feedback during the act, because we've got some feedback, right? We've got the tactile. We know how it tactically feels, how rock hard it is. And we can explore, we'd love to explore all the different areas, like the from the tip to the balls, you know, we get to explore. And it's just, it's so satisfying when your mind clears and you just get to focus on nothing but pleasing him. And any kind of verbal feedback we'd get from you is going to go a long way during this. I love knowing that I'm the one that gets to make him come and that the way he's feeling right now can only happen with me. It's so fucking erotic. So don't forget, guys, to really hook her, really get her digmatized. Like, you've got to give her some, give her that verbal feedback. It's so, so, so important. And all of this stuff like goes in our like primal lizard brain memory bank. It's the smell, it's the taste, it's the touch, it's the feel, it's the things you were saying. We remember how we felt in that moment and we're driven to go back to it. So just don't be shy. Tell us what's going on. And we like, will be total full on cock worshipers of yours. All right. Well, guys, I hope that kind of clears up what being digmatized is all about. And it, again, it doesn't happen very often. It's more of a connected kind of a thing. But if you can get a woman there, I mean, you can be very deliberate and very focused on making that happen. And you can get her there. And once you do, whoo, look out. Look out. Like she's absolutely going to be yours. So if you have any thoughts on today's episode, or I want to hear your own digmatized stories you want to share, please, guys, go to thecuriousgirldiaries.com, click on the pink tab on the right-hand side and leave me a voicemail. I always love your feedback. You know that I love to interact with you. This is what drives me and makes me want to continue season after season, year after year to do this. It's always been your feedback. It's always been about connecting with you guys, bringing you the content that you want and knowing, you know, when you like an episode, let me know. Or even, you know, you could say sometimes if you don't, it's okay. As long as it's constructive criticism, I'm all good with it. I just really want to make sure that I'm sharing stuff that's of interest because there's so much to share. I am an active participant in my own and driver in my own sex life and my own sexuality. And I guess if I just keep it all to myself, there's no fun in that. So much better when you share this stuff. And it's kind of like I said, you know, initially that digmatize your woman is like the gift that keeps on giving year round. You can make it Christmas and New Year's year round for you and your dick. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening, guys. And everybody stay happy, stay healthy, stay safe. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Love you guys. And can't wait for next time. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend and make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.